You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode. I am so excited for this episode. As you guys know, we love to have people come onto our podcast and talk about their career and their journey of having a relationship with God as they pursue their career in science, technology, engineering, and math. And today, I'm so excited to introduce Miss Tanya Lane. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Like I said, I'm so excited to have you. I reached out to Tanya because I was interested in cosmetic chemistry a couple years ago, and she was so welcoming and letting me know about the field. But before we dive into cosmetic chemistry and all of that, so tell everybody, who is Tanya Lane? How would you describe her?
Oh, wow. How would I describe Tanya Lane? Okay. So I would say, number one, I am definitely the daughter of the Most High God. That's number one. Okay. Next, I would say I am a servant and I am a student. That's what I would say.
That's what you would say. Okay. All right. I love that answer. A lot of times people don't understand that we were put on this earth to serve.
Yeah.
That's mainly what our job is to do. It's not about being top or the head of anything, but mainly put on this earth to serve, just like Jesus was put. But so let's introduce you. So talk about your career. How did you dive and how did you get into chemistry?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, gosh. So I have to go way back to like 2000. I'm showing my age, but that's okay.
Okay.
2006, I think. Yeah, 2007. So chemistry really came alive to me when I was in high school. I think I was a junior or a senior in high school. And thankfully, I had an awesome chemistry teacher who was just amazing. And I always heard that whoever your professor is, like how they are, how they teach the topic will determine how you will perceive that subject. And yeah. And thankfully, you know, my chemistry professor, her name is Mrs. Wellner. She just made chemistry so applicable for me, you know, and I did really well in it in high school. And around that time, you know, you're looking at colleges, you're looking at what am I going to major? And I was like, you know what? I'm pretty good at chemistry. You know, I'm going to go major in chemistry. Now, at that time, I majored in chemistry going into college, you know, because I wanted to become a pharmacist at that time. When I found out how much pharmacists made, like they start off with six figures. I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing that. Okay. So I got to college, started studying chemistry, all of the things. And it wasn't until my sophomore or my junior year of college that I realized I don't want to be a pharmacist. Like, I don't want to do this. And what happened was I started to realize I'm not passionate about that work. I was more passionate about the money, the paycheck that they made versus the work itself. And I know that whatever I was going to end up doing, I was going to spend a lot of time on that thing. And call me whatever, but I want to make sure that whatever I do, I at least enjoy it, that I like it, you know? So once again, I'm a junior in college. I have all these credits, right? I'm supposed to graduate in a year and I can't really change anything. So I'm like, you know what, God, I'm gonna trust you. I know you got me here for a reason. And I got my bachelor's of science in chemistry. Now, around that time, I still had no clue what I was going to do. I'm just like out here, like legit, like trusting God. And then my academic advisor, she reached out to me and she was like, Tanya, you know, if you stay for your master's, we will cover the tuition, the costs. And I was like, well, I think I'm getting my master's in. Okay, free degree. You know, and I was commuting at that point, so no room and board needed. It was just the tuition, the fees was covered by my department. So that was really, looking back at it, that was like a God move. Because like that doesn't happen very often. Like, here's a free master's degree in chemistry, you know? So the beauty of that was that, you know, yes, I'm getting this master's, but it allowed me time to figure out what I wanted to do. Okay. Now, around this time, YouTube is starting to grow, you know, like people are starting to get more online about their hair care and products and all these things. So we are like in the very beginning in the growing of the healthy hair community, right? So I'm kind of on the scene a little bit. I have my little YouTube channel where I'm talking about, you know, hey guys, this shampoo works for me and this is how I, you know, my hair is growing now, you know, da da da. And it wasn't until, like I said, me get my master's around that time, I realized, like, wait a minute, hair care, products, all of this is chemistry. Like the keratin, the protein, that's chemistry. The oils, the fatty acids, that's chemistry. And I'm like, wait a minute, I want to do something in this field. So I'm on Google, you know, Google University. I'm doing my research and I'm like, okay, cosmetic chemistry. Okay, you can develop formulas, you know, using chemistry to create hair care products. And that's kind of where all of this kind of started. I went on LinkedIn and I just did some research, like reaching out to different people like, hey, you know, I am an aspiring cosmetic chemist. I don't know where to start. You know, like, can you help me figure out where to start from here? Thankfully, the area that I live in, North Carolina, this is also the, I guess you can say, the home base for Burt's Bees, the lip balm company. So when I got my master's in chemistry, I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to work at Burt's Bees because that is a place where they do cosmetic chemistry. You know, they're developing beauty products. So I reached out to an amazing lady. I kind of see her as my angel. I told her that too. And I said, hi, my name is Tanya. You know, I see that you're in this field. I would love to connect with you one-on-one to learn more about what you do. And she was like, sure, no problem. So we met up for lunch. She told me about her journey, about being a cosmetic chemist. She told me about, you know, how, like what her day-to-day looks like, you know, being a cosmetic chemist. And then she was like, you know, send me your resume, you know? I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. So within like a month after that meeting, I had my first job. And it wasn't at Burt's Bees. It was at a different company, but I was still in the field. And that's kind of how I got started. So it was literally just God all in that journey, you know, even as I'm telling you about it, I'm like, that's nothing but God, because I couldn't make that up, you know? So long story short, that's how we got here.
How we got here. Mm-hmm. And so this is how Curly Chemistry was birthed?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, absolutely.
That is good. Mm-hmm. So I know sometimes people can see like the glitz and the glam and everything. So how do you manage having an online presence and then being in your field, and how do you juggle it all?
That's a great question. I'm still learning how to juggle it all. Honestly, you know, I think for me, because I'm passionate about what I do, hair care science and products and ingredients and chemistry, it's also part of my life. So it's not something where it's like it's out of the norm for me. It's kind of like a part of who I am. So that does make it a lot easier. As far as the juggling piece, it's just more so creating time for my business, but also creating time for myself as well. You know, I'm big on family and loved ones and friends and spending time with them, because that helps to balance me out, but also keeping God at the center. Honestly, it's really like the key, you know, praying every morning, talking to God throughout the day, asking him for guidance. Okay, Lord, what's next? And even when I feel overwhelmed, because that happens too, you know, because on this platform, you are constantly you have to show up, you know, like I have to show up, and I have to show up consistently. You know, and I have to show up with value. So someone may say, God, that's a lot of pressure. It can be, but because I'm doing what I love, number one, and because I have God's grace on my life to do this, it helps me to juggle, you know, so it helps me to have that balance in a sense. So it's really a day by day thing, but that's why I'm always going to be super passionate about always do it, always do what you love, because that does make the journey a lot easier. So, yeah.
Got it. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. And this just reminds me that God has a plan for all of our lives. And he wants to be involved in every single area, including our career. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we think about ministry, we always see it as being on the pulpit or kind of like the typical, like ministering to people in a church.
Yeah.
But it could always be outside of the church and in on social media or in your field.
Right.
So how has your relationship with God been built? And also, how can we as young professionals come and be the light in our area? Like you're in hair care. You may not be specifically ministering, but it's still ministry.
Mm-hmm, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So how can we come in? Well, first, how has your relationship with God been built? And how can we do the same, building our relationship with God and be able to be the light in any area he's called us to?
Yeah, absolutely. So how has my relationship with God been built? I would say, to kind of go back a little bit more, like I've always been a Christian. So I always grew up believing in God, but it wasn't until it was my 20s. My dad, who actually passed away in 2015, my father, he actually taught me it's about relationship. Because prior to that, I looked at God as like way up there and I'm way down here. And it's just like, you know, it wasn't relationship. It was just very robotic, you know? But once he told me, he was like, no, like it's about the relationship. Like God is your father. You're his daughter. That changed everything for me. I'm like, oh, okay. This is a actual relationship where you spend time with the person, you commune with the person, you fellowship with the person, you listen, you know, you spend time, you know? So I think once I got that revelation, that kind of opened the door of having a walk with the Lord or the building of my relationship with God, you know? So I would say that is what helped to lead me in that. On top of that, I would say just daily practices, you know, also helps to reinforce that relationship that I have and, you know, what is built upon. So, for example, like just spending time with God on a daily basis, like I said, praying, talking to God throughout the day. So I would say that's how it was built. And it's a daily thing, you know, like there are days where, you know, it's great. And then there are some days where it's like, man, God, it's kind of hard right now. But once again, it goes back to it's a relationship. To answer your second question in regards to how we can show up to be a light, especially in this space, I would just say being a representative of God, you know, and it kind of goes back to that relationship. So when you are in a relationship with someone, you get to know them, you get to know the characteristics, you get to know what they like, what they don't like, you know, like you get to learn more about them. So with my walk with the Lord, I'm learning who he is, that he's kind and he's caring and he's loving, you know, and I'm like, okay, I can be that to people on earth. You know, that's how I can be a light. That's how I can, you know, show God's love and be a representative. So for me, it's like having that relationship, adopting God's character and sharing that with the world, you know? And a lot of times people will say that even when they watch my videos, like, you know, I love your spirit and you have such a sweet spirit and all these things. And I'm like, that's God. That's nothing but the Lord, you know? So I think it's just showing up as yourself, number one, but also you can show up in your workspace by recognizing who you are in Christ, you know, like recognizing your value and the plans that he has for you, you know, like people will see that. People will notice like, man, like she's a little bit different, you know, like what is it about her, you know? And then also just operating in honesty and integrity, you know, I think that plays a huge role as well. So that's what I would say in regards to how you can show up. And then just be open to however God moves, you know, like God will sometimes, you know, put people in your path where, who you can develop relationships with and who you can pray for or even plant a seed, you know? So I would just say just being open as well is another way that you can be a light in your career.
Yes. Well, thank you, Tanya, for that. And yes, I definitely do subscribe to just watching your videos and seeing how much of a sweet person you are. And it's like, you can just tell, it's something about believers that you can just tell, like, the light of God just shines upon them, just the way they talk. Even though you're talking about hair care, it's still a very, I don't know, I can't put the word on it, but it's still like a very peaceful thing, just listening to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. So one more question that I have is, so you talked about before kind of wanting to go into pharmacy and then having a segue into cosmetic chemistry. And now you told me something that now you're doing curly chemistry full time, which is amazing.
Thank you.
So how has the ups and downs been of going from not really knowing what to do in your career, then having a segue into cosmetic chemistry, and then now doing what you do full time? How has that been? How have you gone through this? How's the ups and downs been? And how have you been able to overcome some of the obstacles that has came along with it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And it's a journey, you know, like, and because it's a journey, and if you think about it, like when you are on a journey, you are going to have moments where, oh, snap, there's a bump in the road. There's a crack in the road. We're going uphill now. We're going downhill. Like, it's just, there's a twisty, sharp turn. So I think for me, recognizing that this is a journey, and most journeys are not perfect. So I think by me having that preconceived understanding, that helps. If I was to think like, oh, this should be perfect and everything should be working out, no, that's not always going to be the case. You know, even in the Bible, it talks about, you know, how there will be some rough days, you know, like it's not always going to be perfect. So I think just knowing that it's a journey, but in regards to answering your question, like how I kind of go through those things and whatnot, even with now being a full-time entrepreneur, it's really just trusting God. Like, that's really what it comes down to, like putting my trust in God, my faith in God, and recognizing that even though I am on this journey, He's already walked this journey for me, you know? So there's nothing that I'm going to encounter that's going to be a surprise to Him. And because I know that He loves me, and because I know that He wants the best for me, and because, you know, His promises says that all things were together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose, I can stand on that, especially when it doesn't even look like it. So for me, it's just trusting in God, standing on His word, but also finding beauty in the journey. Because even as I transitioned from a 9 to 5 to entrepreneurship, it's like, man, like my biggest challenge, which I'm still working on, is time management. Like, how do I have this time now. How can I make the most use out of it? How can I be productive so that I'm producing, you know? And on the days when I don't produce as much as I want, I can't stay down too long because, once again, I'm a full-time entrepreneur. It's me. You know what I'm saying? So I have to pick myself up. But thankfully, by the grace of God, I'm not doing this by myself. He's with me. So with all that being said, it's just trusting God, standing on His word, finding the beauty in this journey that I'm on, and knowing that He's with me. All of that helps me to go through the ebbs and the flows of this journey. And then also a big thing for me is this life that we live. A lot of times we don't do the things that we really want to do. We let fear come in, and we let that paralyze us. And I always told myself, and this is something that made me realize, okay, Tanya, just take the leap of faith and just trust God on this new journey, was I don't want to be in my 70s or my 60s looking back like, man, I wish I had XYZ. What would have happened if I just jumped? You know, I jumped. So now I don't have to have that regret, you know? So now for me, it's more so, when new things come or something that seems kind of scary, you know, and I have God's peace, which is a big thing, having God's peace, you know, if I have God's peace, even if there's a little bit of fear, even if there's a lot of fear, but I have God's peace, that's all I need. Because it's at the end of the day, is he who gets the glory. You know, he gets the glory and I don't have to figure it out. Mm-hmm. He'll give you the instruction. He'll open the doors for you. He'll give you favor in places where people are like, how does she get that? Like, how does she get that promotion? Like, what? She just started. Like, that's God. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to know who you are in Christ, because you can walk different. You know, like you approach life and situations differently, because it's like God's the orchestrator. God loves me. He's going to favor me in the situation. So that's why part of my passion, also especially for women, is for them to know who they are in Christ. Because once you know who you are, your choices are different. The way you think is different. Your relationships are different. What you say yes to is different. What you say no to is different. It's all about having that foundation of who you are in Christ and having that relationship with God. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
That was great. Great. Oh my gosh, you said a whole word. Yes. Well, Tanya, I love having you. And I think that your story is amazing and it will be great for just anybody hearing it. But for anybody that is pursuing their careers in science, tech, engineering, or math, do you have any lasting advice or anything that you would give to them? Maybe they're feeling down in their journey. Mm-hmm. Some quick pick me up that you would give to them.
I would say, what would I say? I would say, as cliche as it sounds, I would say, don't give up. Mm-hmm. I would say that you are here on purpose for a purpose. It's a journey. So once again, going back to what I said earlier, expect the little bumps in the road, the little, you know, turns and whatnot. Like that's to be expected. But I would also tell them to trust God. Like that's going to be the biggest thing, because there are going to be times on your educational journey, your career journey, where it's not going to look like what you expected it to look. It's going to look a little different. Okay. Mm-hmm. But in those moments, God is doing things behind the scenes that you can't even see, and you have to trust him, you know? So I would tell them that. And I would also tell them to find beauty in the journey. Like there's a reason why you decided to major in this subject, this title, whatever, you know, there's a reason why you are here. Like you chose biology or chemistry or chemical engineering for a reason, whatever you chose for a reason. Let that drive you. Like, don't forget why you said yes to this thing and trust God in the process. And seasons change. So right now it may be like, oh my gosh, but it's not always going to be like that. I promise it's not. So get through, go through the thing, grow through the thing. Don't just get through it, grow through it too, because there's different lessons and things involved that's going to prepare you for what is next. It's like the lesson, the season that we are on currently is like the prerequisite for the next thing, because whatever that next thing is, it's going to require some tools, some knowledge, some wisdom that we can only gain when we go through the season, the current season that we are in. And if we skip the current season and we just go straight to the thing that we really, really, really want, we will not be prepared. And we won't be able to thrive and to stay in that place that God wants us to. So bunker down, trust God, get the lessons, find the beauty, because when you elevate, baby, you will be able to stay in that thing and thrive in that thing. So hang in there.
There. I love that. So tell the people, where can they find you? What are your socials? How can they reach out?
Yeah. Okay. So they can find me on YouTube at Curly Chemistry. You can find me on Instagram at curly.chemistry, Facebook, Curly Chemistry, my website, curlychemistry.com. I upload videos twice a week on YouTube, tons of hair care content, hair care science, ingredients, all the things. So yeah,
that's yes, she will get you right. Not only grow your hair, but tell you the chemistry behind
it. Yes, absolutely.
Well, Tanya, I am so glad that you came to sit with me, chat with me, tell me your story, and give us some advice.
Yes.
I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I pray for the best in you and your journey and for Curly Chemistry.
Thank you. And I pray the same for you as well. Keep doing what you're doing. This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, guys. And I hope you all have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are graced to dominate STEM. Cousin, brother, little